I'm Tom Rowe with a WGXC News update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Jeanette Wolfberg reports in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted August 9th to renew taxes on many real estate transactions and mortgages. Edward Nabosny, independent from Greenport, was the only supervisor voting against renewing the taxes through December 31st, 2020. Nabosny said he voted against both because they apply only to first-time homebuyers and people buying a more valuable property. He prefers the sales tax because all people pay it. The board at the meeting planned to spend some of those tax dollars by adding a mental health satellite clinic on the Ichabod Crane Central School District premises, approving $12,000 for an opioid epidemic public health education campaign, and moving forward with an environmental approval on a plan to buy 9.7 acres in the Gerald R. Simmons Commerce Park for a training center for its firefighters and storage for emergency vehicles and equipment. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors meets next at 7:30 p.m. September 13th at 401 State Street in Hudson. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that National Grid wants its first rate hike in a decade, and it would add more than $200 a year to the average residential natural gas and electric bill. The cities of Albany, Buffalo, and Syracuse have come out against the rate hike, and on August 29th, three Albany County lawmakers offered a measure for the county to join a review of the National Grid's request to the state's Public Service Commission. So far, the PSC favors a lower rise in rates. Either way, smart meters that report all sorts of data back to the company about energy usage are on the way once the rate increase is approved. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Albany Times-Union reports that State Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sago said August 29th that despite the Environmental Protection Agency no longer cleaning PCBs out of the Hudson River, his office will continue testing. The DEC has spent $2 million gathering about 1,600 water samples this summer from Troy to Fort Edward. Done cleaning, the EPA is currently deciding whether to issue a certificate of completion for the Hudson River cleanup, likely lifting any future liability from the source of the PCBs, General Electric. Quote, EPA has failed New York State, unquote, said Sagas, quote, but they still have a chance to get it right, unquote. GE's seven-year dredging of a 40-mile stretch of the Hudson River ended in 2015. Sagas said the DEC does not have results yet from this summer's testing. The EPA predicted earlier in the year that fish would not be safe for regular consumption for 55 years. Quote, EPA has decided for some reason to protect GE and not the Hudson River, unquote, said Richard Webster, legal director of Riverkeeper. Quote, we don't want to have to fight for a clean Hudson for another 40 years, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.